Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Teen injured in e-bike crash at East 4th and Brooks. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 16-year-old boy was taken to the hospital after an e-bike crash at the intersection of East 4th Street and Brooks Avenue. According to Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss, the teen failed to stop at the intersection and collided with a gray 2018 Acura driven by a 58-year-old man. The e-bike struck the vehicle's front fender before the rider was thrown to the ground. The teen suffered injuries in the crash and was transported by EMS to Campbell County Health for evaluation. Damage to the Acura is estimated at more than $1,000. No citations or charges were listed in the police report. Wyoming to open Trump accounts for foster youth. Wyoming is joining First Lady Melania Trump's Fostering the Future initiative, giving children in the state's foster care system access to federally backed Trump accounts designed to help build long-term financial security. Governor Mark Gordon announced Tuesday that Wyoming will work with the Department of Family Services to establish the tax-advantaged savings accounts for eligible foster youth. State officials say the accounts will allow certain benefits received by children in foster care to be preserved for their future while ensuring the funds remain protected if a child's legal custody changes. Governor Gordon said the program aligns with Wyoming's emphasis on financial literacy, adding that foster children deserve the same opportunities to build a strong financial future. Department of Family Services Director Corin Schmidt says the accounts will help strengthen long-term stability and create opportunities as foster youth transition into adulthood. The initiative is part of the Trump administration's broader Trump Accounts program. Eligible accounts are tax advantaged and can be used after age 18 for purposes such as education, housing, or other qualifying expenses, with annual contributions capped at $5,000. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.